The following is an encore presentation of a program that's previously aired on 560 CFOS.
Now, back to Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Don and Helen Luther on CFOS.
If you do not have a regular church home, the Salvation Army has welcoming congregations in Midland, Barrie, Wyarton, Hanover, Goderich, Sarnia, Port Huron, Michigan, Listowel, Wingham, Newmarket, Brampton, Orangeville, Aurora, Guelph, Owen Sound, and Collingwood. Worship services commence at 10:30 or 11. Please check locally. Please pray for us and all our listeners as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and please tell friends and family members about our Sunday programs.
Please note that all Salvation Army community churches and thrift stores may or may not be open as of yet. Similarly, for all other church congregations, please check locally for details.
I remember how he waited, how he called me my knight. Yet I chose to wander my own way, and nothing worked out right. Till the day I finally surrendered, Jesus healed my life. I won't be the same, no.
Never the same again. Oh, I- From his daily devotional book, Hope for Each Day, the Reverend Billy Graham speaks to us about God's holiness. The Bible teaches that God is absolutely holy and pure. From Genesis to Revelation, God reveals himself as so holy he cannot even look on sin. Christ cried from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? What a horrible moment as the blackness of human sin now laid upon Christ caused the Father to turn away in disgust. In that moment, Jesus endured the ultimate punishment for our sins, the punishment of being banished from the presence of his Father on our behalf. If you were asked to list the things you are thankful for, what would you include? Perhaps your family, health, friends, church, and those wouldn't be wrong. We should be grateful for every gift God gives us. But the greatest gift of all is the gift of his Son, who endured the penalty we deserved for our sin so we could be reconciled to a holy God. Never take that gift for granted. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Thank you, Helen, for those words of explanation about God's gift to the world.
I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams,
my life, I've had some great mentors, individuals that I looked up to and sought to learn from them and to be like them. In the early 1990s, I was appointed to territorial headquarters as a technical support analyst to the finance department. I became the first member of the help desk of our computer section. Yeah, I'm a geek, and I'm proud of it. So I found myself as the youngest male officer on the building, having been promoted to the rank of captain just weeks before taking up this new position. I began to look around the building at the majors, the lieutenant colonels, the colonels, and even the commissioner, most who had 20 years or even 30 years of service compared to my 5. The building was full of potential mentors. My father had spent much of my childhood on staff at Territorial Headquarters. It wasn't long before I met officers and employees who had worked for him or with him. They all spoke highly of his leadership, and so I began to question them about his style and methods. Why did you like working for him and with him? One of the things I learned was that he let them do their job, providing them with support without micromanaging them. It was a lesson that I took to heart. I was proud of my father, and being like him was something I wanted to accomplish. Mark Twain once wrote, "Fewer things are harder to put up with than the annoyance of a good example." Living up to your potential, meeting your own expectations of yourself is hard enough, but following the examples of others can be near impossible. Paul suggests the greatest example to follow is Jesus. In Philippians chapter 2, he writes, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but to the interests of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus." What would Jesus do is a commonly used saying and a really good idea. Learning and being like Jesus, caring, loving, faithful. Paul later, it says in verses 12 and 13, "Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his great purpose." Paul wrote this not to new converts or to people who didn't know who Jesus was, but to the saints, believers, followers in Christ. Work out your salvation. We should try to be like Jesus. We should seek to fill our hearts with the Holy Spirit who will be our guide and companion. General John Gowans wrote a simple chorus for the musical Spirit, which I had the privilege of performing in. "To be like Jesus, this hope possesses me. In every thought and deed, this is my aim, my creed. To be like Jesus, this hope possesses me. His Spirit helping me, like him I'll be." May Jesus be your mentor, your guide, your example. May you live your life for him and work out your salvation by being like Jesus. I am Major Neil Levenden of the Salvation Army Collingwood Community Church. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Thank you, Major Neil Levenden, for helping us further to understand the love of God and how we must be ambassadors of Jesus Christ in this world where so many needs are obvious. May we all respond with obedience and favor to his unconditional and unfailing love.
Oh, If I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive my secret sins I do see.
music, inspiration, wellness. Catch Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Dawn and Helen Luther, Sunday mornings on 560 CFOS. The Salvation Army began its work in Canada in 1882, just 15 years after Confederation, and quickly began giving hope to those in need in this country and around the world. From the beginning, the Army adopted founder William Booth's philosophy that there is little point to preaching salvation to those who are hungry. And so the concept of soup and salvation quickly took hold, later to be developed into the comprehensive social service programs the Salvation Army operates today, many of them in partnership with government. The unique ability of the Salvation Army to respond to urgent needs, large and small, reflects the ingenuity, efficient use of resources, and remarkable improvisation which the Army structure fostered. Spiritually sound, hand to mankind and heart to God, forged a bond of trust between the people of Canada and the Sally Ann, a trust which continues to this day. Please invite your family and friends to tune into our radio programs every week as we share our faith together.